Here on Earth, an 86-year-old Florida man also had a problem with money. Money for prescription drugs. And he came up with his own solution. He rented a storefront, put in computers, and now plans to help older people buy cheap prescription drugs from Canada. He's not the first person to do this, but he could be the last, at least in Florida, because the Florida Department of Health can shut down unlicensed pharmacies. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
Hometown Meds of Manitoba, Canada, is the internet pharmacy that will be supplying the low-priced prescription drugs. Fred Stieber is the 86-year-old retired marketing consultant who is opening the new store in Bayonet Point, Florida.
I'm running around like a squirrel in a cage, trying to put everything in order because we intend to open up this coming Monday.
Stieber says some older people will be happier ordering their drugs through a real person rather than over the internet.
This happens to be, as far as I'm concerned, a win-win operation. I'm helping people save money, and at the same time, I'm going to make some.
Stieber will get a 7.5% commission on his customers' orders. They'll be paying about half what they'd pay at the Kmart pharmacy around the corner from Stieber's store. Prescription drugs are cheaper in Canada because the government puts a ceiling on prices and because of the favorable exchange rate. Paul Clark is president of the Canadian Internet Pharmacy.
The prescriptions still come from Canada, out of Carmen, Manitoba, and they all come with like the Hometown Meds quality assurance seal, so to speak. And Fred and his and the people that are working there are just organizing it, contacting people, and just to put a face-to-face relationship with the customers as well.
Fred Stieber will fax prescriptions to Canada. A doctor will look over the prescription. Then Hometown Meds will charge the patient's credit card and mail the drugs directly to the patient's home. But this venture faces lots of opposition. From drug manufacturers that don't want their products sold without Food and Drug Administration oversight at price-controlled Canadian levels. From the FDA, which would like to crack down on the cross-border sales but hasn't found a way to do it yet. And now the state of Florida could try to close Fred Stieber down. Pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline has already taken steps of its own to stop the trade. Glaxo won't sell to Canadian wholesalers, who in turn sell to Hometown Meds and the dozens of Canadian internet pharmacies. Hometown Meds President Clark says he'll be able to supply Stieber's customers for a while.
We probably have enough here for 3 to 6 months. So we had the luxury of, you know, having some notice and being able to load product in. But that being said, the Glaxo issue is the most significant problem that we're facing right now. There's no doubt about it. It's serious, and we're really upset, and so are our American customers.
So upset, in fact, that several seniors groups took out a full-page ad in the New York Times a couple of weeks ago asking people to boycott GlaxoSmithKline products. Glaxo spokesman Brian Jones says they're trying to protect people.
So-called storefront pharmacies raise concerns among regulatory bodies, pharmacy associations, and pharmaceutical companies because they break the chain of accountability that's in place to protect patient safety. They don't conform to state pharmacy regulations, they're not licensed by state pharmacy boards, and they should be, but most importantly, they facilitate the sale of non-FDA-approved medicines to U.S. patients that the FDA has repeatedly warned is unsafe.
If the Canadian internet pharmacy is licensed, it conforms to Canadian regulatory and safety standards. As for Stieber's store in Florida, and several others already up and running, the Florida Department of Health says they are unlicensed pharmacies. A lawyer at the Florida Attorney General's office says they're looking into it, but the Attorney General's office has not moved to shut down any stores. If he gets shut down, Fred Stieber says he'll take it in stride.
I will go back and buy myself a rocking chair and then think about where I'm going to go for dinner tonight.
Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.